I've been in a season of funk recently. Anyone has? Have you ever been in a season of funk? Just the cloud of life. You too, Ruth Ellen. Just the cloud of life, and I think a lot of it was just happened around the year anniversary of the fire, and just contemplating how fun this year has been, and just feeling the weariness of a long year, and in the midst of that, just asking a lot of questions of God, and feeling discouraged. Have any of you ever been through seasons of that? So just coming to the Lord, casting all these things down and just being honest with God. God does this often. And I think so much of the spiritual life is cyclical, we forget and he brings us back. We forget and he brings us back. And I see this in the scripture all the time of God bringing his people back to first things. And that's something I feel like God has been doing for me personally, but even for us as a church, coming back to first things. And I think of in Revelation what Jesus said to the church in Ephesus. He says, you're doing all these things, but you've forgotten your first love. And it's coming back to first things. And the first things are the most important things. So what I want to do is I want to spend just a couple moments talking about first things for us as a church. And when this church started, it was this right here. This is the backbone of why we're doing what we're doing and why we believe God was calling us forth, is that we would be a people who are desperate for God, that we wouldn't be a people who just go through the motions and church is part of it, but that we would be desperate for God, hungry for God, in great need of God, and not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, that we would be a people who long for Christ more than anything, that we're not satisfied with what we have now, that there's a longing for more. And in that desperation that we're people of faith, that we believe God. And I think of Jesus when he left, he says, when I return, am I going to find faith? Are we going to be a people that believe God? That when God says something, we hold on to it as truth. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, that we have hope in the promises of God, that we have faith, that we believe that God can do anything. And then at the end of it, that it's for other people. It's always for other people. That being a follower of Christ is first for us, but then it's for everyone else. And that's what I believe the Lord has placed on us as a church. And I want to call us back to this. And this isn't just informing what we do. This informs how then shall we live. And I want to call you back to first things. That you would be desperate for God. And I don't know where you're at right now in your walk with Christ, but is there desperation for him? Is there a longing and a yearning in your soul for him? You know, a while ago, I forget how many years, I was in great need of physical, material needs. I needed money to live. And it's funny how that prompts us to be desperate for God. But when I got a job, I realized, I was like, well, I don't need that anymore. What now, God? And what God showed me is that, yes, physical needs draw us to desperation, but he's calling us to continually be desperate for him. So what happens when you don't need money? You know, like, what happens when you don't need a miracle of healing or anything like that? Life's good. What then? It all shifts to spiritual realities. When you look at the state of your soul and your great need for God, and you look at the state of the city and the city's great need for God, it's enough for you to be made desperate for him. So my prayer for us is that we would have spiritual eyes and spiritual understanding, that we would be desperate for God, that we need him. And full of faith that God can do all of that and some and be given for other people. Amen? That's my prayer for me. That's my prayer for us. And beloved, I call you back to first things. I call you to just a season of like, where am I at with the Lord? Have I been doing things because I do them and this is how I do them? sometimes we need to stop and remember first things. So let me pray for us in this sense, and then we'll delve into the Word of God. God, I thank you for Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the whole world. You have the name above all names. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are victorious. And we worship you because you are worthy of all praise. All glory belongs to you, Jesus. It's all about you. And Father, I'm asking for me, for us as a church, that we would be like Christ. God, that we would be Christians, little Christ. And Father, that you would raise us up to be what you've called us to be. Father, as people, but also as a church, God, that we would be what you've called us to be. Lord, that we would not live in defeat, we'd not live in discouragement, we'd not live in apathy, or any cloud that would come over us that would dissuade us from what is true. So Father, I ask, Lord, that we would have a laser focus on what you've called us to be and do. Father, I thank you that you are faithful, that you love us, Lord, that you always call us back because we belong to you. This doesn't rest on us. This is the grace of God, and we're so thankful for that. So, Lord, as we jump into this word, God, I ask, Lord, that you would build us up, Lord, that you would encourage us, that you would strengthen us, Lord, that this would be life in our bones. So, Father, give me the way, give me the power to do this. But, God, give us a supernatural understanding of the Word of God, that it would be living and active and do what you intend it to do, that it would not return void. In Jesus' name, amen.